So you see why you have to get, I have to get out of the house, otherwise there's, you know, no way to ameliorate. And I can't help but grieve for the numbers of folk they have done this to, who didn't know what was happening, and who assumed that it was just whatever they assumed, because it's so thick and it clogs the chest and head. Most folk would assume it's something that they are going to experience and get over. But while the waves hit you, you are not going to get over it. None of the above is what we want, but it is inevitably what we will get when we accept power's right of management. When what we want is good fellowship. I mean, look at any newborn baby before they're exposed to the shock of grim, miserable parents. I mean, that is just the saddest sight in the world, to see these newborn babies trying to figure out what is wrong with these people. Why aren't they happy? We are born with that endowment of joy, of knowledge, of experience of the infinite. That's what we expect when we come here. And it is a horrible shock for a baby to discover that is not their parents' expectation. So, who are then assiduously immediately turning that baby into them. We need a world in which that never happens. And minimally, just to get started, we got to get power off our back and then allow the earth in us to work its magic. We want good fellowship. It's what our children expect when they come to us. It is an expression of our experience of the infinite. And we want that good fellowship globally, globally, globally. Because despite what I think I was hearing as I arrived about growing within one's tribe, that has actually never been our preoccupation as humans. We are curious beings. We are curious about all of our brothers and sisters, and we are full of joy and love and generosity and sharing. That's how we are when we are allowed to be. Before class, destroyed that expectation. The good fellowship of an honest world is what our children must get if we are to make our beliefs and our acts coalesce, and if we believe that our children deserve our respect. Our children have every reason to be justifiably furious at us. Every single one of us underclass. Had we not prevented their true self's development, they would ask themselves, and those who are thinking authentically may be asking, what have they been doing all this time? What were they thinking? Didn't they see the monumental myriad small and large hypocrisies with which they surround themselves and us? And of course, the true history, the hidden history of behind-scenes machinations, the genocidal slaughter of us in constructed conflicts too numerous to count, with the result being the end of our global mobilizations for freedom. This explanation, i.e., the truth, is never told them.